The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
And this is cliffcentral.com. Alan Ford here for The Unview. How you doing, D?
I'm good, Alan.
Oh,
how are you?
Oh, looking good, honey.
Fantastic, thanks.
So who's the thin, who's the... I still can't work it out. I had such a great week. I've eaten so much food. But you know what we're doing today?
What are we... CEO sleep out?
We're going to actually learn that the people that are battling in the cold in South Africa. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to get lucky what we get in the streets. So I've got my cardboard boxes and I'm taking it quite serious. So yeah.
You can bring a blanket though to well, you don't have to bring a cardboard.
No, well, I actually brought a... I'm a glam. I'm a glamper. A glamper. You know what a glamper is?
Yeah.
It's a camper but a glamper. But you know, it's a really important thing, Duncan. The CEO Sleep Out, Sun International's one of their sponsors. But it's about thinking about people that need stuff. You know, the worst case that can happen often is when you feel freezing cold on a game drive, for example. Or you're walking from a club to a restaurant and you go, oh, it's bitterly cold. And people live like that.
Yeah.
And it's icy cold. But you know, the nice thing is a whole bunch of CEOs, of major business leaders, get together and they raise a lot of money and they do something that's odd. They sleep out in the cold. For one experience, you kind of change the way you think about stuff. And I think that's really cool. That's cool for school. What do you think?
I think it's a great initiative, you know.
So we're going to chat about that. And I tell you something, we've got one of the CEOs joining us, the CEO of IQ Business. We've got Yusuf Abramji. You know Mr. Abramji?
Mr.
The boss. The boss is going to be chatting to us. We're going to talk about a show. Talk about snow. I saw Slava Snow Show last night at Monte Cassino, opening night. It was the most incredible thing.
And it's really a clown. It's appropriate for the weather.
It's a clown show, but absolutely brilliant. Really is brilliant. So we'll chat to Tony Feldman about that. And then I've got a mate of mine called Mr. Legroff, who came to watch the show, but we'll chat to him about that as well. Supreme Diva starts next week. It is a show that's going to happen at the Joburg Theatre, and it's like the coolest chicks in South Africa coming together to sing beautiful music and be divas. We are also going to talk about other magical things happening in and around town, but hey, this is the magic of The Unview. By the way, if you want to get hold of us, it's 0861 555 189. Always, you can tweet us, or it's you can tweet me. You know, I'm still a bird. I still can't work this tweet thing. It's like at Alan
_ Ford.
No, man, it's at Alan Ford SA. That's so cool for school.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what my Instagram handle is? Flaming Alan Ford. The Flaming Ford. It's like, I don't know what, Sam, one gay friend. Let's not discuss this. It's too much for me. But this is The Unview on cliffcentral.com. It's good to be with you. It's Thursday, and hey, it's been a weird week in the weather, but we're going to talk about magical things. But on the line, I start with a boss. Now, when it comes to broadcasting, when it comes to journalism, when it comes to the real magic, there's only one oak. Mr. Yusuf Abramji, welcome to the show.
Good morning, my dear friend Alan, and thank you very much. I'm not the boss. I'm just one of the ordinary citizens trying to do a small little bit of good for South Africa. And I think that's what we should all be doing, not only today, but every day.
Well, Yusuf, that's the point. But first and foremost, I mean, the crime line, you've done this for years. You did this last year with the people broadcasting about it, talking about it. Why is this such an important initiative, the CEO Sleep Out?
Well, yes, last year I was involved with it because I was still at Prime Media, and as you know, I left at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. And I decided to continue supporting this initiative. And when Ellie Gregg and Darren Olifield, the CEO and the trustee respectively, approached me to come and support the CEO Sleep Out, I immediately took up the challenge and was appointed a brand ambassador for South Africa for the CEO Sleep Out. Last year, this initiative, Alan, raised about 26 million rand for Boys and Girls Town.
26, hold on, these are huge numbers. You know, Yusuf, Red Nose Day, we should get 5 million, 4 million. 26 million rand, brilliant.
Well, 26 million rand for one evening, which makes it the biggest single charity drive on the continent, if not one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah.
And normally we know, the CEOs, the big bosses, they earn a lot of money, they go around, they have fancy dinners, And when this concept was born in Australia some 11 years ago by a CEO called Bernard Farrow, he launched this initiative, and here we are in South Africa, 11 years later, the second CEO sleep out. And I can tell you now, what was raised last year in South Africa was only raised, the target was raised by Sydney in Australia only last year. So South Africa is leading the way. And when I was approached, I put a team of ambassadors together, people like Advocate Thuli Madonsela, our public protector, media personalities, Leanne Manners, our dear friend from Morning Live, Ashraf Garda from SAFM, the editor of the Star newspaper, Kevin Ritchie. We've got Brent Lindekew from the guy who does all the good stuff on Cliff Central. We have also people like Panyaza Lasupi, our education MEC. We have Carolyn Stain from 57 Blankets. We also appointed student ambassadors and school ambassadors. And the whole idea was to make sure that we promote this brand, but at the same time, we highlight the plight of homeless people. We know that thousands and thousands of people go hungry in South Africa every year and every day. And we thought that this year, the focus being on education, the proceeds are going to three major charities, namely the Steve Biko Foundation, the Asha Trust, and Columba Leadership. And we thought here's a great opportunity for us to do our bit to support this initiative. And here we are, months later, the big night on the Nelson Mandela Bridge this evening at 6 o'clock, the proceedings start.
Well, you know that we will be coming live there. Brent will be there. Gareth Cliff will be there. I'll be there with you, Yusuf. You know, you're not going to run around a bit on that bridge.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Making nonsense.
I'm officially on duty, but let me give you a quick rundown. Mm-hmm. Aside from the fact that we're going to have 200 plus CEOs on the bridge, they're going to be accompanied by three people each. We have a large media contingent. We're probably going to be about 1,000 people on the Nelson Mandela Bridge. Unfortunately, registrations have closed. The bridge, for safety and security reasons, cannot accommodate more than 1,000 people at a given time. So we had to limit the numbers. So we are chock-a-block on the bridge for tonight. 200 plus CEOs, some young people they're bringing along, some colleagues they're bringing along. We also invited, and that was one of the drives of Cliff Central, to support and get companies to be part of the sympathy sleepout. Mm-hmm. We have about 40 companies around Johannesburg who are staging sympathy sleepouts tonight. We have about 61 schools in the greater Johannesburg area. And we have also a number of universities and colleges, I think about 12 of them around South Africa, who are taking part in the event this evening. And they're also doing it for their various charities. So after the official proceedings between 7 and 8 o'clock, and by the way, the Premier of Gauteng, David Makura, as well as the Mayor of Johannesburg, Councillor Park Scar, will be addressing the participants tonight on the bridge. Darren Olifir, Ellie Gregg, and myself will speak on behalf of the CEO Sleep Out, the main sponsor, Graham Stevens from Sun International
yeah,
will also deliver a message, as well as the founder of the CEO Sleep Out. And then at 8 o'clock, I'm going to try to get the Premier together with MEC Lasupi, Thuli Madonsela, and some of the other ambassadors, and we're going to be visiting some of the sympathy sleep outs around Johannesburg and the school sleep outs. And then we return to the bridge at about 11 o'clock. And shortly before midnight, there's going to be some entertainment. And my dear friend, our dear friend, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, together with a number of other participants, will be singing the national anthem. And then we'll hopefully put the CEOs to sleep, Alan. And come 5:15 in the morning, I'll be giving them a wake-up call. Mm-hmm. And at 5:30, our finance minister, Praveen Gordhan, will be arriving to address the CEOs before they leave us at 6 o'clock in the morning. So we're in for a very long, interesting, and a very cold night, I think. That's the idea.
Well, can I tell you, that is the idea, Yusuf. The idea is that people have got to understand that we're going to feel a bit today. But we are blessed, Yusuf. It's not raining. There's no typhoons yet. I think we're in for a lucky day. I think it might be a good one.
When Ellie Gregg chose this this day, which is a month later than last year for various logistical reasons, we thought it might be a bit warmer. And for the luck that we have, this week has been the coldest week that we've had this winter. And luckily, there's no prediction for rain. The skies are all clear, but it will be bitterly cold tonight. And I think that is the idea.
People,
some of our critics, Alan, and I want to respond to them very quickly, are saying that you are making a mockery out of homelessness. You are doing this and you are doing that. And very often in South Africa, I think we become used to a few people who often have a go at whatever good is done. People cannot see good being done. And really, I think it's very sad when people just criticize for the sake of criticizing. If you realize that the target is to raise 40 million rand for education this year, you ask yourself the question, well, why complain and why point fingers? When you realize that Gift of the Givers, together with the start Operation Snowball, will be collecting clothing and food to give out to homeless people tomorrow morning on the bridge, you realize that we are doing some good. When you know that Brand South Africa and Play Your Part are collecting books to donate to school libraries in need, you will know we are making a difference. When you realize we have about 40 sheds on the bridge, will it be used for logistical reasons tonight? Tomorrow morning, they're going to be delivered to an informal settlement to be given out to people in need. Mm-hmm. You realize the impact of this particular CEO sleepout event. A great initiative. So to all the critics out there, the handful of them, please realize that we are doing good. This is not a cause to make money for anyone's pocket. It's a cause to help people and charities in need.
You know, Yusuf, I want to just add a few things. First and foremost, Cliff Central, we're proud to... So I actually went to Pick and Pay yesterday to get boxes. I didn't mean to give it a pug. I've got my cardboard boxes. I've got my sleeping bag. We're going to do this thing. We're going to sleep. I'm sleeping in Sandton with the Cliff Central peeps, but obviously I'll be with you on the bridge. But more importantly, the idea, Yusuf, is that, you know what? Put a drop in the ocean, and then you'll get a wave. And you know what? You'll change something. And the idea is to feed, to help, and to think. Think about it when you're cold for 5 seconds. About someone else that's been cold for the last 5 hours, or the last 5 days, or the last 5 weeks. You know, it changes the way you think. And that, I think there's a bigger consciousness around this, Yusuf, than you can believe.
Well, Alan, I don't think anyone could have said it better than you have. That is the idea of the CEO sleepout, is to make a difference. You know, we wait for the 18th of July every year for Mandela Day. We do 67 minutes of good and we forget about it till the next year. The idea with the CEO sleepout is we want to make it a Mandela Day every day. We want to have sustainability. We want to have continuity. And I think that this particular initiative, like the many other hundreds of initiatives that are running, is really aimed at making a difference. It's a very unique concept. We hope to take it. We're the only African country that's hosting it. We hope to take it to other parts of Africa this year. And I know Ellie, Greg, and myself, and together with Darren and the team, are talking about it. And it takes media institutions like Cliff Central to support this initiative. We also have our other partners who are doing sterling work, media partners, other supporters.
They're great. Well done.
And really everyone is coming to the party. Yeah. And I use the word party in inverted commas because, again, there's no five-star treatment on the bridge tonight.
There's nothing.
You're going to have tea, coffee, maybe, and I think hot chocolate and maybe some soup. You'll be given your cardboard box and you'll be sleeping it out. But again, the whole idea is for CEOs and our business leaders to get a bit of a feel, a very small feel, of what thousands of people go through in our country and around the world every day.
My friend, Yusuf Abramji, I will see you on that bridge. We're going to have a great night. Not the best night, but the great night of thinking and doing good. And that's the point. Yusuf Abramji, thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. And thank you to your radio station for the support. I know Rina Bloomberg, together with
absolutely, Gareth,
yourself,
everybody,
are dedicated and we salute you for being part of this effort.
Thank you, Yusuf Abramji. Boss, love you. Yusuf Abramji, top journalist. You know, I can't even, there's a word that can never describe him. It's called brilliance and doing good for others. Mr. Abramji, thank you. Many, many years together. You know, you don't understand. Yusuf, myself, Gareth, we climbed mountains. We did the most interesting, crazy stuff on criminal drives. It was. But this man does such good work. Mm. And that is Mr. Yusuf Abramji. This is cliffcentral.com. And this is The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. But guess what? I need to get really thin. And I really need to give things away. But I am just simply fabulous, eh?
Absolutely, Alan.
And you're joining me, eh?
I'm joining you.
I know. I got you sleeping.
We're doing this.
But so I'm going to go to the bridge, and then you and I are sleeping, like, you know, we're going to sleep together. I got us a joint sleeping bag.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's do it.
Yeah, man. So one of the CEOs from IQ Business, Adam Craker, is going to join close to 200 CEOs across South Africa on that bridge, the Nelson Mandela Bridge. And what an appropriate name of the bridge and the appropriate month to do it, in the honor of this man as well and the people of South Africa. He's on the line. How are you doing, Adam? And thank you for joining us.
That's a great pleasure, Alan.
This is a cool thing to do, but it's not so cool because it costs you money, your company money, to do this, number one. Number two, it's it's not a productive Friday, I don't think, necessarily. But but the cool thing is that you're out there and you're doing it. Why would your business and why would the people within your company allow you to do this?
Well, Alan, it's such a, it is such a cool thing to do as a CEO and as a leader of a business. I think it's actually going to be a very cold thing. It's going to be even more cooler than cool on the bridge tonight. I actually went out into my back garden this morning at about 5 o'clock just to go and sample the air, and I can confirm it was really cold. But my my team and the IQers here at IQ Business are also going to be sleeping out tonight. There are going to be 70 of our IQers at this point in the Sympathy Sleep House outside in our business park here in Rivonia. And I think that you know, the real reason for doing this is to raise awareness. It's not to stick 200 CEOs and in total 1,000 people on the Nelson Mandela Bridge tonight just to have an experience. It's to raise awareness, to generate empathy, and to get more and more people involved around the country in tackling the issues that we face.
The interesting thing here, Adam, is that that people come together and raise funds, and the money goes to, it's a non-profit, and most, well, obviously there are a few logistical people that have to be paid. It's a natural way business, well, the community business works, but ultimately it's it goes to charity. It goes to helping people. And it uplifts. And this year, the highlight in the plight is education. And I think that's an important thing. If someone's educated, they would get themselves out of certain situations.
Absolutely. And I participated last year, Alan, and I think most people know that the event itself raised 26 million rand, which has gone to Girls and Boys Town. But the interesting thing is that the impact of the event last year goes way beyond that in terms of the additional participation that took place and that has grown this year. You know, there are 60 companies this year that are raising funds through the Sympathy Sleepouts that will be sleeping out, not on the bridge, but out and around the region tonight, which I think is absolutely amazing. My guys here at IQ have raised over 110,000 rand at this point, and are confident that they're going to push that number.
That's magic. Adam, it's magic. It's magical. That's magical stuff. That's what it's about. So, I mean, I'm going to leave you on the bridge, and I'm going to go come off to Sandton to Summer Place, and we're actually – everyone went, oh, so you're going to sleep at Summer Place. No, we're going to be sleeping on the grass and we're going to be sleeping on the stoops, and that's what we're going to do. So all the Cliff Centralites are going to be out there. The point is that we're thinking and we're doing something good, and people paid 800 bucks that are 200 of us are going to come together and do some magic. And I think it's about just consciousness, Adam. That's the point. It's a, like, making people think about what we can do for one another.
It really is, Alan. And I think that's at the heart of the success of the organization behind the CEO Sleepout, is to raise awareness, generate empathy, get people involved in tackling the issues that we face. And as you rightly said, this year, it's all about education, which I don't think there can be a more important cause for us to focus on at this stage in generating growth in the South African economy and sorting out the crisis that we face in education.
Adam, this is very important and we can do this. What does IQ Business do, and how can we give you a punt? Why not?
That's very kind of you. we're a management consulting company, 550 people in Johannesburg and Cape Town, which makes us the leading independent management consulting firm in South Africa. And we essentially work with our clients to solve business problems and help them tackle some of the challenges that we face together in our economy here and in expanding into other economies on the continent. So that's what we do.
Adam Kraker, CEO of IQ Business, thank you for joining me. Huh? And I'll see you on that bridge. Listen, I'm going to come and aggravate you. I'm going to come and make sure I'm like a bit of a flea. No, I'm joking. I'm not really. But thank you. Thank you, sir. And thank you for the team at IQ Business for joining us on the line. And most importantly, the CEO Sleepout and Sympathy Sleepouts happen all tonight. My name is Alan Ford. This is The Unview on CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.
The dragon is coming! Grab your swords! I've got you, dragon. You don't scare me. I am the bravest knight of all.
Remember when you believed in fairy tales and magic? At Reach for a Dream, we turn dreams into reality for children with life-threatening illnesses. You can help if you buy a Slip-A-Day sticker for just 10 Rand from any Wimpy or Pick n Pay and wear your slippers on Slip-A-Day, Friday the 5th of August, to redeem your free Wimpy coffee. Bring children's dreams to life. Visit slipaday.co.za to find out more.
Last year, the CEO Sleepout was the biggest fundraising event in South Africa. This year, as a proud digital media partner for the Sympathy Sleepout, Cliff Central is challenging you to rally your colleagues in a company sleepout at your offices in support of the homeless and to raise money for education. It costs only 800 Rand to register. Visit cliffcentral.com for more info.
The Unview on cliffcentral.com.
Good morning, and good morning to you. How you doing? How you doing, honey?
I'm doing very well.
I've missed you. Haven't tonight we cuddling?
Well, you're doing good today. Let's say that.
I've got a double sleeping bag for you and I.
Okay.
Sumizi might join us. You know, you never know. But he's famous now. What happens with famous people?
We'll see.
How's your lovely fiance?
We're doing quite well, man. Really? Only getting better.
Well, that's what we hope.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
It's good to be with you today. It's a great day. I'll tell you, I'm so proud to be. Brent's going to be rocking and rolling on that bridge. Gareth's going to be running around. Rena's going to be doing her thing. It's going to be the magic of all the Cliff Central people doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to tell you, I had one of the most wonderful weeks that just passed. Have you heard of a place called Crook's Corner? No, it's very interesting. Crook's Corner.
No.
When? What's wrong with you?
I can't say I have nor haven't.
Don't you know the song about people?
No.
You see, this South African people don't know about these wonderful people. Have you heard of the Limpopo River?
I have.
And the Luvuvu?
Yeah, I have.
Where's that?
Ah, come on, it's in Limpopo. Come on, it's in Limpopo.
Well, now, where is that? Tell me.
It's in Limpopo.
Where about in Limpopo?
By the river.
You're such an idiot. How do you love it? Let me tell you, because it is the northernmost part of South Africa.
Mm.
We all speak about Cape Agulhas. We talk about beautiful places, but I want to tell you, I went up to the top of the Kruger National Park, courtesy of Return Africa, and I want to just tell you about this experience that I had. I went to a place called Pofuri Camp, and I have, firstly, never seen more beautiful wildlife, more baobab forests, fever tree forests.
Wow.
Okay, hold on. Leopard that walks into a camp. Elephant, more baboons than you can believe. And it's all where the fences came down on the borders of Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and South Africa. Wow. And it's Crook's Corner.
Mm.
I have never had such an experience in my life.
Sounds like a dream.
I'm telling you it is.
Mm.
And, you know, I had the opportunity to go to Greece this year. Yeah, well, you know, I like Greek. What can I tell you?
Mm-hmm.
No, me and the Greeks. Hey, bueno. But I tell you, going to Crook's Corner made my dream come true. It is so beautiful up there. But what I loved was the gorges and the people. And if I tell you about this community, you will never believe it. If you want to talk about a place of reconciliation, a place where people come together to make magic, that is a secret spot in South Africa. It's called Crook's Corner, where they used to do the ivory trade mm-hmm. and make lots of nonsense and stuff up there. But it is the northernmost part of South Africa. It is the rarest part of the Kruger National Park. And if you don't visit it, It should be on the top 10 places in the world to see, because that's how rare it is.
I'm putting it on my bucket list.
Wena, you need a bucket and a list. On the line, I've invited Peter John Massain, the CEO of Return Africa, to join me. Peter, thank you for joining me.
Hi, Alan, and thanks very much for the opportunity.
I don't know how to describe this experience. And, you know, I'm going from magnificence, rarity, the absolute secret of South Africa, tonight to go to sleep with a bunch of CEOs on a bridge in South Africa to raise funds. But you seem to be doing such magical stuff up there. You have a community that has come together that I've never met friendlier and greater people. And I've never felt such an experience in South Africa like I did up there. Peter, how did you manage to do this?
Well, Alan, let me start by saying I'm blown away by just listening to you. You've done my job for me. What more is there for me to say? You know, I was listening quietly to your conversation earlier It is a remarkable place, and it's been one of those great sort of life experiences for me, you know, going back into the 90s, right back into the dark time, shall we say. And it's been a great privilege to work with the Makuleke community, who used to live between those two rivers and what we call the Tafuri Triangle, the rivers you were talking about, the Limpopo, or the Limpompo as it's known locally, and the Lebowu. And they were removed in 69, and one of the very last, well, I think it was the last sort of big forced removal from Kruger. You know, people don't realize that there were many removals of people to create what is now one of the great national parks of the world. But they were moved in 69, classic apartheid removal, lost everything. Mm. And then, you know, starting in the 90s, there was the move towards restitution. And this was the first big restitution claim in one of our major conservation areas that was settled in what I think is really a win-win, you know, and where the community got the land back, but you know, in a really remarkable decision, decided to keep it in the national park, to keep it under conservation, and to enter into partnerships to develop it responsibly. And that's, you know, the Return Africa practice, our dream. And it's, you know, the people you met are all from the local community, the lodge,
the Makuleke, and
the Makuleke community.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, they're so proud. They are so proud. Tsongas, wena, they were dancing and singing. but sorry, Peter, I've got to really irritate you, because I'm not a birder. You know, and this is like a birder's paradise. But I did see, when I told a friend of mine, I saw the pals fishing owl.
Yeah.
They were like, "You're not serious." I'm like, "Yeah, I did."
Yeah, well, you see, not being a birder and killing a birder, that is
like, it's bad. I saw it twice. Not once, twice. Two.
Twitters will twitch.
I know, they are crazy. Who needs a tweet? That is incredible.
Look, I mean, one of the great things about our area is its diversity. I mean, we always say, you know, it has more than three quarters of Kruger's biodiversity in that small northern bit of the park. And, you know, and part of that is that it's this birding mecca. You know, it's got all these, there's a whole lot of reasons, but it's in transition zones. And so it gets birds from the tropics and from the temperate areas. And, you know, we've got a whole lot of, you know, it's a Ramsar site that has all these wetlands of global importance, the river valleys, et cetera. And so we have this enormous diversity of birds and a whole lot of specials, you know, that are sort of endemic or near endemic to our area, of which pels is the big signature species. You know, people putz themselves to come and see the pels. And we're very privileged because that Lebowu River frontage where we are, you know, the main camp is all along the Lebowu, as you saw. Those big, tall riverine forests are prime pels habitat. That's where we get the densest sort of population of pels that remain, I guess, in the world. So, and it's this fishing owl, you know, it has this strange screeching call at night. It's a beautiful bird when you see it, and it has real rarity value, and we're privileged to have them all around us.
Well, you know, Peter John, I've got to tell you, besides that, I saw leopard right next to the boma, which is so cool. but it's a tented camp, and it's beyond, okay, you know, it sounds crazy, but it's beyond 6-star. But, you know, I woke up in the morning, I started screaming at the two people around me, "Hey, can you see there's buffalo and elephant together in the riverbed?" And I started screaming, and the people thought I was mad. I'm like, "But we're resting, please can you keep quiet?" I'm like, really? Look what's happening in front of you. It was incredible. And what I do like about it is that if we understand that part of the world and we understand the bush idea, what I like about it is the fact that there's very little interaction between humans and animals up there. I tell you what I'm saying is that they're not acclimatized to human.
Yep.
And that's why what you come across is what you come across. And that is interesting. Unlike other, you know, private reserves, which are great, but I mean, you end up like you bump into a leopard and they like know what the vehicle is. The elephant doesn't know, so it just charges. Well, it mocks charges. it was something so special. Peter, I can't wait to do more stuff with you guys. It's amazing. And I tell you, it's top 10 in the world. I've been up to the Amazon. I've been to Rwanda. I've done gorillas in the mist. But this is one of the best African experiences you can get. Who's interested even in Australia? Please, we know what you can find there. I tell you, I saw 20 crocs at Crook's Corner. 20 crocs.
Right.
Okay, 20 crocs. Listen. And 6 hippos. No fence. And I'm standing there drinking a cup of coffee. Work it out.
And there you are. You could foot in Mozambique, one foot in Zim, and if you bend over, you could have your hands in South Africa.
Peter.
And it's open. It's open like it always was before, you know, us colonial.
It is crazy. It is crazy. I know the Limpopo is not flowing because it's very dry. But you know that they were showing us the elephants are digging up the water from. It's insane. You know that there is fish under the sand that bury themselves, and the eagles come and get the fish. It's a bat. It's a barbel. Am I right?
Yeah, that's right. The catfish, the barbel. The catfish. Yeah, they can survive.
In the driest, driest riverbed.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
And you'll have to come back when it's wet, because that place transforms. You know, it has a magic during the dry season that you've been describing. But when you've had some rain and all those pans are filled and the rivers are flowing and, you know, the light just bursts forth, you know, it is just another experience, another dimension, you know, so it's wonderful to just experience the place through all its sort of variations.
Peter John, food excellent, superb, the whole thing brilliant. Return Africa, and this is a return to Africa, brilliant, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm delighted that you enjoyed
it.
Was magical. You must come again. You must come and do a walking trail with us. We'll come and stay.
I went to the tents. I saw the house. It's all divine. But I tell you, the secret there is the fever tree forest and the baobab forests.
Yeah,
it is in. This is the. I'm telling you. It's unbelievable. Thank you. Peter John Hussain, CEO of Return Africa. Absolutely superb.
Thanks again, and thanks for the time. And do come back. Return.
We shall. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Return Africa. It's so cool. CliffCentral.com. You know, we're talking about magic of what we're doing, and then talking about the rarity of community and stuff. You're going to love this thing. I promise you. I'm sending you there for your honeymoon. I'll make Peter make a plan. I don't know Peter. I've never met the man.
Look, I will admit, I'm always watching Natural Geographic and all those animal shows. It would be nothing but a dream just to be there, Alan.
Well, let me tell you, last night, I had a dream.
One day.
I had a dream. You know, I wasn't listening to the Democratic primaries. I've got to tell you that I went to Monte Cassino, and they have a show called the Slava Snow Show. Now, the interesting thing here was, Duncan, I literally was blown away. No, literally blown away. No, blown away.
Yeah.
When snow comes from every direction, when there's wind in a theater, when there are balls and clowns and the most ridiculously brilliant experience, you will never understand how great this thing is. I've been to Vegas to see quite a few shows, but Slava Snow Show has to be exceptional. On the line, I've got Tony Feldman, the producer of the show who brought it to South Africa. Tony, welcome.
Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
What a show, brother.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
You know, we're going from CEO Sleepouts to Cook's Corner to Slava Snow. I don't know what week I'm in. I'm kind of in the craziest week of my life. I think I'm Forrest Gump at the moment.
The reaction we got last night was immense. And, I mean, hearing people rave about it, you know, it really justifies the show that was on stage.
Tony, what I loved about it was that no one knows what you're going to get. And that's the secret. Because, like, you go like, okay, so I saw it on DSTV, the promo. And then we've heard Alan discuss it, or many media outlets discuss the Slava Snow Show. But it was opening night and no one knew what it was about. And you walked in there and, oh my goodness, we were literally blown away.
It is a very, very difficult show to describe.
Very.
You can't pigeonhole it into a specific genre. But it has appeal. It has appeal to everybody. And I think that's the beauty of the show, is that it's difficult to explain what it is, but it is just beautiful artistry where you have 1,500 people staring at one man's minuscule movements. And it's artistry at its best, I think.
Yeah, it is artistry. It's theatre at its best. I love it, but psychologically it's brilliant. You know, I felt as though I saw myself there, and then I felt myself there, and I felt like a lot of mirror came through me. But the brilliance, and you end up in so much joy, and the laughter, and the crowds, and the craziness. It's one of the most extraordinary shows I've seen come to South Africa. Tony, what made you bring it here? And what was the idea? Because it's quite different.
Over the years, it's always been on the radar. And I've always wanted the South African audiences to see it. We just, you know, it is a difficult show to sell.
Because it's hard to explain. You can't get, there.
And I wasn't quite sure how the South African audience would perceive it and how they would take to it. And I still don't know how they're going to take to it. but, you know, we can't keep putting on the same. I think we need to expose. We have developed a massive theatre-going audience. Mm. We've got a great theatre culture now, mm-hmm. and I just thought the timing was perfect. That, you know, we have been exposed to so much. There is so much different theatre on stage at the moment, and I just thought this was the perfect timing to bring it out. And I hope from word of mouth, because it is quite a short run, that, you know, we can. There's repeat business in the show. And Tony, they've done that all over the world. It is a worldwide sensation. It's traveled for the last 20 years.
It's been crazy. Over it's brilliant.
40 countries. It's been seen by over 4 million people. So, yeah, it is a worldwide, international acclaimed show.
Tony, tell us the dates, and then it goes to Cape Town.
Yeah, so we're in theatre at Monte Cassino for the next 3 weeks. So until mid-August. And then we open in Cape Town, and we're at the Artscape Opera House for 2 weeks.
My brother, I tell you, what a great show. Slava Snow Show happening at Monty and then at the Artscape. Don't miss this thing. I'm telling you, if you think of Vegas and you go and see these fantastic shows and people go to Vegas for these phenomenal shows, do not miss this one. It's crazy, and I must tell you, I have to see it again because psychologically I'm a bit screwed. Sorry, Tony.
It's amazing, and I've loved the feedback. And, you know, so
I took my jacket off last night and I kissed myself. That's all I'm going
to
say.
One way to sum it up is leave your stress behind, walk through the doors, sit down as an adult, and walk out as a child. What it is.
I walked in there. It was brilliant. I laughed like I have never. And I felt the crying like I've never. It was absolutely superb. Tony Feldman, Slava Snow Show, thank you for joining me. On the line next, I've got Travis LaGroff, actor friend of mine who I took along to the show. Mm. And he summed it up. But I, it's so weird because I'm dramatic. I am dramatic.
You are absolutely dramatic.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
Nothing.
How beautiful.
Yeah.
Right or wrong. Trav, describe the show to me.
Well, I was a bit skeptical at first, Alan. I'm not a big fan of clowns, but I was at first pleasantly surprised. I mean, it was a very immersive and engaging experience, and I don't know how to describe it. Like a veritable taxonomy of like human emotion, and I think there was like a definitive psychological aspect to it if you look for it, you know. So. I don't know. I mean, like, I've done a bit of acting too, so I saw a lot of Stanislavski and, like, method acting, and I sort of gave it, like, a bit of a gritty kind of realism, and I liked that. And then.
Do you not think that it was you didn't know what you were going to get next? One minute you're there, you end up screaming and laughing, and everyone's jumping on each other. there's water and there's snow, and there's bubbles, and there's. It is an unbelievable. Theatrical experience.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I'm yet to see that in South Africa. I mean, I punt magic, but sure, it was different.
Well, in my opinion, like, I thought it was quite interpretive, so I think kids will like it. It's a really great night out, you know, for a family. And if you're looking for something that's going to blow your hair back, literally, this is it.
I thought the whole thing was absolutely superb. For someone that doesn't understand what it's about, how would you describe it?
Well, it's about clowns. So, you know, like you got. I this is what I would say. I'm not into clowns, but okay. I think you must go in there with absolutely no preconception of what it's going to be about, because it's not going to be how you think. So, go in there with an open mind, and it's a good night out for the family, and it's a lot of fun. And I think you'll be surprised. It's not something you've experienced before, and it's fun.
Travis LaGroff, actor extraordinaire. Be good. Thank you.
Okay. Cheers, Al. Bye.
Cheers. I mean, it's a haunting, this. Are we playing the thing? Where are we now? Oh, I don't know. I just buggered it up. I was going to play Scene in the Crowns, Clowns by Barbra Streisand. Good old song. I've got to tell you something. This show, you got it. Can I take you? Because we're going to go from the CEO sleep out. Maybe we do it Friday night, you and I. Do you feel like a bit of a date?
Well, look, the way you talk about theatre and how you get excited over it makes me want to go and experience
Why aren't you in this thing? What's wrong with you?
You're getting me into it. We're going on our first show on Friday.
Are we?
Let's do it.
It's our first date.
Well, a theatre experience for me.
This is CliffCentral.com. My name's Alan Ford. It's The Unview. And, of course, there's lots of magical things happening. We're discussing... talking about theatre, because you like chicks, obviously.
Well,
like sexy girls. What do you mean?
Well,
of course you like.
Yeah.
Good matzwele. You like a nice little boom, 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 cha, cha, cha.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. There's a show coming called Supreme Divas.
Okay.
What's a diva?
Tell me more. I think a diva is someone.
There's a rap song that a diva is a female version of a rock star.
Oh, but Beyonce. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Say it again. A diva is a female version of a rock star.
I'm a rock star.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah.
So this is Supreme Divas, where they're going to do like Gloria Gaynor and Dancing Queen. And now, I think I'm quite diva-ish. What do you think?
Well, you do dominate.
Well, Shumiz is a diva.
You do dominate. Let's.
No, but that's not a diva, dear.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a diva. Shumiz is a diva.
Yeah.
I'm more like a quiver. So Supreme Divas come in August to Johannesburg, to the Joburg Theatre.
Exciting.
And I tell you something, because when you listen to a voice like Tracy Lee Oliver, okay, you get blown away by magic. Because you remember she was on all these famous shows and she stands up. Tracy, are you there?
I'm here, Alan. How are you?
So what are you, hold on, before we get anywhere, what are you singing in the show?
I can't say.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Keeping it as a prize.
Okay, hold a second, Tracy Lee Oliver. Just because you're famous doesn't mean the old auntie can't come play with you. Now, so let's do this game.
We're doing some classics, that's what I can tell you. And we're paying homage to our local divas as well.
Who's our local? A diva, hold on, a diva is a female version of a rock star.
Of a hustler.
I got that wrong. You see, with that.
What did you think it was?
A rock star.
No.
It's a hustler.
Hustler, sweetie. We have to hustle.
Okay, all right. So now just tell me something.
To make our monies.
Bueno. Tracy, my darling, you sing magical stuff, because I'm not starting with you unless I have a beautiful introduction to a song. So this is what you're going to do right over the line right now. I want to hear, ladies and gentlemen, Tracy Lee Oliver is going to be singing, go. Da, go.
A diva is a female version.
No, I want an actual song. Tracy, I'm getting to a point. Sing for me.
10 o'clock in the morning, my boy didn't even know
it. Start off low. I mean, I just had the Feltmans on the line, Tony Feltman. I saw you there in Dreamgirls. Don't play with me, honey. I know you can sing. Give me a song now. 3, 2, 1, go.
We are Dreamgirls, boy. We'll make you happy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Continue, and I'm just giving you backup.
Are you doing the moves as well? I'm imagining you doing the moves behind me.
We're always there, dream girl. Tracy, this is coming to Johannesburg. It's going to be on the stage at the Joburg Theatre in the middle of August. Tell us, what can we expect from Supreme Divas?
Well, the show is actually going to be from the 11th until the 14th of August at the Joburg Theatre. I'm very, very excited because it's my first time performing at the Joburg Theatre. So it's me, singers Lelo, Tia, Aliska, and Mariante, and was backed up with a fantabulous band. Musical director is Llewellyn George, and you can expect lots of glam, lots of glitz, I can't wait for all the gays to come and watch, because I think they're going to be floored with all our fabulous outfits.
How rude. How rude, all the gays to come watch. We're your dream girls, boy.
Yes.
We'll make you happy. Yeah.
I think you actually sing that song a bit better than me. I don't know how I feel about that now. I feel like you're stealing my shine here. What's going on?
When? Okay, all right. Come on. We warmed her up. Another song. Come on. I need a song, baby. Come on. You want to be a diva? Come. Let's go. Give us a song.
Oh, man. Why do you want to put me on the spot like this?
That's what we do. It's called radio.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what you...
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yes. No, come on.
Come on. I'm waiting for you.
Next question.
So this is going to happen at the Joburg Theatre, and I've got to tell you, the nice thing is that it's affordable, and people. The cool thing about South Africa, you know. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Tracy, but I'm going to share this with Duncan, because you know I'm trying to teach. You've got to teach Duncan a few things in the world.
Okay.
You know, men, sweet Jesus, let have mercy on us.
I tell you.
But Duncan, in South Africa, if you had to go and see a show, let's say in the UK, or in New York City, or somewhere else, you're paying, let's say, between $20 and $50, sometimes $120 a ticket. Mm. Hold on, that's between R1,000, between like $500 and R2,000. For like R200, you can go and see local people performing things that will blow you away. Mm. And Tracy, I think that's what it is more about.
The good, support. Just as good, mind you.
Did you hear me? I said, they'll blow you away. And that's the magic.
In a good way.
Now, can I ask you a question? I hope that you can at least honor Uma Brenda Fassi and Uma Chaka.
Oh, sweetie, you know it's going to be there. We are honoring my brr. We are honoring Mango Groove. We are honoring Miss Yvonne Chaka Chaka. We are honoring PJ Powers. You name it. We are honoring them. Because what would our industry, if not our country, be without these powerful ladies that have basically been part of, you know, basically the cornerstone of the politics and even the you know, the change in our country, because they sang about important things back in the day. So we are so excited.
Tracy,
I'm so excited.
I'm going to leave you on a bit of magic, because people need to know a few things of history.
Okay.
I want to tell you, there was a day when a guy called Gareth Cliff, a producer and a traffic announcer and a sidekick called Alan Ford, presented a breakfast show with Yvonne Chaka Chaka on 702. Yes. Did you ever know that? The three of us.
No, I didn't know that. Tell
we did radio please. Breakfast show on 702, courtesy of Rena Broomberg, Machaka, Wena Uchabi, Alan Ford, and Mr. Gareth Cliff himself. Did you know that?
No, I did not even know
so
that.
So when you go, Wema Dlamini, Open Umboti. And I got to tell you something, Tracy, the magic doesn't stop, because tonight at 11 o'clock, the national anthem will be sung by Yvonne Chaka Chaka at the Nelson Mandela Bridge for the CEO Sleep Out. And that is magic.
I'm dying right now.
And people are going
to
be...
And she is the most amazing lady, because I've had a chance to work with her before. What an amazing soul. She's so awesome.
Well, she'll be with us this evening. And remember, the people are taking to the streets in the aid of people in need of others. Tracy, Supreme Divas, Supreme Show. It's happening. Tell us the dates.
It's the 11th until the 14th of August at the Joburg Theatre. And I think we check web ticket for ticket prices and booking. So, check that out. Google is your friend, people. Just go Google.
Just tell them to move your ass and get going with it. Support local talent. And, Tracy, you know what? If you're going to... You know what? I'm going to throw it. Where are you?
Are you coming, though? Are you coming?
Of course I'm coming. But I'll go with you if you go with me.
You have to dress up, though.
No, but if you come with me tonight, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, sweetie, I'm doing a... Stupid restaurant gig tonight. Don't even ask about it.
Okay, well, if you finish at 12 o'clock, you're going to join us at the CEO Sleep Out Awards. Not awards, I forgot awards. Sleep Out. Where am I? Sorry. I get excited.
I love you.
The CEO Sleep Out. Anyway, be good.
I love you.
Tracy Lee. Oh, that's embarrassing. That's so stupid. Be good, Tracy Lee. It's Supreme Divas. And I was telling you, that's the magic. As Yusuf Abramji said, we started the show. We're going to have Yvonne Chaka Chaka on that bridge 11 o'clock tonight with the ministers, with the mayors, singing our national anthem when we sleep in aid of the people that need it the most. But you know what? We've got to feed it. Absolutely. And that's the point. Mm-hmm. So now it's so interesting that we go from divas into a diva into a diva and my dear friend Brent Lindicky. Hello, Brent.
Hi, how are you?
From a diva to a diva to another diva. And I'm not saying you're one of them, but hey, you're welcome to the show. The good thing guy, boss, we're in for a night of absolute magic.
Yeah, I'm super, super amped. I'm so honored to be part of something like this. And the fact that Consensual just jumped on board and they made me one of the ambassadors. It's been 10 weeks of getting to know different CEOs and sort of hearing about what they went through last year. And it's just made me so humbled to be part of something so massive. It's the biggest charity drive on the African continent. And tonight, there's many things, as you discussed, happening on the bridge. But more so, they're raising 40 million rand for charity. It's just so unbelievable.
Okay, so now, Brent, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'd like to, may I be your gimp? In a non-funny way. He's in a lovely relationship. His partner's superb. Mm-hmm. You see, Duncan got excited. His eyes got big. He thought Sumizi was in the studio and he was going to get bounced. No. I'm going to run around that bridge with you. I'm going to find people. We're going to seat them. We're going to make magic as one does. I can't wait to hear your broadcast. It happens live tonight at 7 o'clock. Am I right?
Yeah, so we're going to be broadcasting live from the bridge between 7 and 9. And as you just said, you're going to be running around on the bridge, gathering people, interviewing them, feeding back. It's all happening live. I guess what I want to do and what we want to achieve by doing the live broadcast from the bridge is give everybody who's listening a bit of insight as to what is happening on the bridge. It is going to be absolutely vibrant. There's about 1,000 people in total that are going to be on the bridge. It's CEOs, it's students, it's university students, it's scholars, and I just
it's everybody.
We want it. It's going to be palatable. I want to capture that and give everybody the idea of what's happening there. There'll also be a couple of celebrities, as you've mentioned, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Leanne Manis, Kevin Fine, a couple of different people that we're going to be interviewing, and Gareth Cliff is going to be with us.
Oh, please. Mr. Charity himself, come on. Please, the auntie and the uncle, they're walking on that bridge. Brent, I can't wait to be there with you, and I've got to tell you, this is going to be magical. And then I can't wait to spend time with all the Cliff Centralites in Sandton as we leave that bridge.
If I can say one thing that's come up time and time again with all the different people that I've interviewed and spoken to the lead up to this, is that on the evening itself, you have like-minded individuals that are in one space that are there to really make South Africa a better place. So they all sit and they mull over and they talk about how we can do it as a country. And because they're CEOs and they're all these influential people, they take that back to their corporations the next day. So I'm quite excited to speak to people about what their ideas are and how they are going to implement all these changes and ideas that they'll be collectively coming up with, how they would implement that into their day-to-day runnings in their corporation.
Brent, we'll see you on that bridge. We'll be joining the people at Summer Place, staying outside in the cold, and you know what? Collectiveness, it's going to be great. And of course, Gareth, you're on air between 7 and 9. Cliff Central will continue the broadcast if anything incredible happens, and Gareth Cliff opens tomorrow, 6 a.m., from the studio after leaving what has been going on in the city of Johannesburg tonight. Brent, thank you for joining me. The good thing guy.
We'll see you later. I'm excited.
And the magic begins. So, yeah, the CEO, sleep out. Let's make things different, eh? And, you know, the best thing, my friend Duncan, is that we have such a great thought pattern by coming together. And I'm asking you to play me a song because I'm trying to write it out for you because it's We Are the World. So let's find, have you got it?
Michael Jackson.
This is Heal the World, hun.
Is there another one called We Are the World?
Where are you from?
I only know...
1984, USF Africa.
I only know Heal the World.
We are the world, honey.
Okay.
Can we find it?
It's this one, because the chorus goes, We are the world.
I win. You know, what do you do? How do you educate these children? Okay, my dear. This is Heal the World, make it a better place. Okay, let's just do... Let me just... Look up We Are the World.
No, I did look. We don't have it. We only have this one. Yeah, no.
Okay, well, let's try. Let's see if I can put it. Let's see. Let's see what we can do on this thing. Make a little space. But anyway, it makes a better place. So yeah. Go. Heal the world. Not We Are the World.
Oh, yeah.
Make it a better place. Yeah, you see. It's
You're right. Yeah,
okay.
You're right.
Let's start that song again. Let me end the show properly. Thank you. Prepare it. Guys, if you can make a difference, the best thing that anyone can do, if you don't have the money, is that you can take a jersey that you haven't worn in a while and give it to someone that's cold in the streets. Mm. And that makes a difference. This is CliffCentral.com. My name's Alan Ford. It is The Unview. It's been a brilliant morning. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you to all my special guests. Let's change and make the world a better place. We'll see you next week. Duncan, and it's Heal the World. It started now. Go.
There's a place
Be good.
In your heart, and I know.
The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on CliffCentral.com.